Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? Yurt.
I just want to grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body so you always be warm. Yeah.
I got you in my sights now. You know I want you right now. Tonight I'm finna bite down. Yeah, I'm doing anything that you like now. Yeah, I'm loving when we come and switch positions. You my soldier mama, loving when we on a mission. Gone off that liquor, yeah, you know tonight we sipping. But that love, man, you know it got me tripping. I just wanna grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body so you always be warm. I grab your body, hold you through the storm. Everybody knows,
yeah.
I'm just trying to rock your world. I just want to grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body so you always be warm.
You're
feeling no harm now,
yeah.
I got you in my arms now,
yeah.
You're feeling no harm now,
yeah.
Cause I got you in my arms now. Now I'm looking at your frame, grabbing on your body, got me saying you off the chain. Feeling like a prince, Apollonia, you the same. Now you got a nigga feeling purple rain. We hop up in the bed, now you know the sheets deeper. When you say you're cold, we making love by the heater. Throwing it back, I'm catching it like receiver. I'm smacking on your ass while I'm puffing on the reefer. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, hell yeah, she a keeper. She stay up in my dreams, but she never been a sleeper. It used to cost me money, but tonight, man, it's cheaper. Fuck it, let me roll up, man, some more cheaper. Cause everybody knows, yeah, how I feel about you, girl. Cause everybody knows, yeah, I'm just trying to rock your world. I just want to grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body so you always be warm.
And we are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma Sep Timber. And what you just heard is this song that played. The name of the song is Your Body. My man Chad Rhymes, new exclusive, just came out. I ain't even heard yet. You know what I'm saying? I'll give y'all that new. But yeah, shout out to Chad Rhymes, former guest of the show. And yeah, just to let you guys know, the actual guest of the show. I got my man Jeremiah
What's
Bowie
happening?
In the building.
What's happening? Happy to be here.
Give him a little applause. AKA Remain Calm, AKA Houseway, AKA Black Spider-Man.
That was the one I was waiting on. Thank you. Well, y'all, but don't tell nobody though.
That's, hey, yeah. Oh, that's
it's,
the secret.
It's a secret.
The secret's
it's
out
a secret,
now.
Secret.
Oh wow. Now, but yeah, man. AKA probably my fifth favorite coworker.
At least I'm in the top five.
Yeah. That's the silver lining.
It'll take a little win.
That's the silver lining.
Shout out, he probably about my seventh favorite Libra. So
you gotta chill with the Libra slander, bro.
Libra slander don't stop. Now, unless granted, it's my daddy.
I'm pretty sure it's female Libras, but I still gotta rep for the clan.
There's some good ones out there, you know, like my dog Lexus. You know, she good. She
that's
good.
What I'm saying.
Nail salon action right there.
That's what I'm saying.
You got
to pick some of the wrong ones, bro.
Well, yeah, you know, that's how it goes. That's the risk you take when you play the game.
Plus, what I know about female Libras, you missing out. I don't know what you doing. All right, you know what? That may be it, though. They was out here trying to get it, trying to do too much.
Yeah, it was a little doing too much.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
I could see that. Sorry to all my female Libras out there that's listening. I just know they like to get it. They do like to get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Apparently it is, because you slandering.
Well, I mean, but ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, let me rephrase that. If that's how you do, that's how you do. Just don't do it over here. We ain't here for it.
Like, dang, man. But nah, it's all good, man. But I'm glad to have you on the show.
Appreciate it,
man. You know what I'm saying? My man's, I mean, you're a funny dude. You keep people engaged. And because of that, you know what I'm saying? I think your, endeavors into podcasting will work, because you know how to keep people engaged. But we're going to find out a little bit more about that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Later on when we really get into it. So we're going to get into the business of the day. This is the last episode of 2019.
Wow.
So, you know.
The last episode of the decade.
Yeah. Granted.
It might have been the most applause I've got in my life.
When I came into this decade, I was doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. This same podcast, but in a different format. And now I'm leaving doing the podcast. So, whoop-de-doo. Some things change. Some things remain the same.
I started this decade in high school. And
shut up. Shut up, bro. I came to this decade celebrating my 10th year anniversary.
Whoa.
Right. Exactly.
You got an A-track in here, man? It's gracious.
Don't do me. Pause. A-Track is my daddy, dog. Don't do me. Don't trip. We got some Seagrams. We're trying to get our drink champs
on.
Ain't nothing.
Classic Lamarito.
Nobody at the job will be looking at us. Hey, what's all the thing drinking? Whatever.
That's right. YOLO.
Oh, speaking of YOLO, I don't know if you noticed a little buddy right there. Just chilling.
I see.
If you see it, you see it. If you don't, then oh well. I mean, the podcast listeners can't see it because they're listening. But YouTube, let me know if y'all pick up game. What we got? First thing of business, like I said, end of the year, end of the decade. Been a good year for me. Oh, I gotta make the announcement. Things have changed. Of course, we had Christmas. Of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And,
a lot of shiny stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of shiny stuff. I decided, it was decided pretty much a while ago. It just got to the formalities that I went ahead and proposed to my then girlfriend, now fiance, Miss Felicia Williams. So,
okay. I choose you. You better tell her, man. I gotta tell you, man. When I seen that, I was like, well, wait till I get back to his desk.
Man, some of y'all make me mad, though, because it was like the most popular thing I've had post on my Facebook.
That ain't nothing to be mad about, man.
Yeah, it is, because I would expect a birth of a child. He is not McKenzie, number two.
Man, people have kids every day, B. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, but everybody like to see, you know, happiness, you know, above, you know, it, and probably because we were tired of seeing all the people with the crab balls, the shrimp, and the matching pajamas.
Right,
the bathroom. So we see somebody getting pajamas. Yeah, we see somebody getting married, be like, finally, I'm gonna love that. You know what I'm saying? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we did that. It really did look like we're about to break the internet. You did choose me, baby. Felicia made a comment saying she chose me. But I was about to say she made me an honest man. You know, say made an honest woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me an honest man. Cause,
honest man, eh?
Yeah, I was out here.
What you for that? A dishonest man?
Well, I was out here.
Dishonor on you, dishonor on the cow.
I was out here. I was a Libra.
Ouch.
I was a Libra.
It's all right, though. We're going to thank God for change. Hey.
Because Lord knows.
He do.
The road I travel.
Come on now.
Days in and days out. Top flight to the moon.
Whoa.
To the moon to Shrines.
Whoa.
To the liquor to the bill.
Hey.
Try to look ahead now. Lord have mercy. But I've been delivered.
Delivered. He took you off the island.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
But for real, man, all seriousness, man, I like for real, like, I am happy for you, man, because seeing a black man make that decision is always going to be a win. It's always going to be a win.
Word.
Another black woman.
Word. Actually, I saw a chart. If you check my Twitter, somebody posted a chart where it showed the intersection of black, or what was it, white men, black men, white women, black women, I think mixed and Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, now granted, the black man to black woman was lower, I guess, as far as he was like probably 70% versus black woman to black man was like 88 or something. But it still showed that what's the stereotype that black men kind of stray away from black women isn't quite true. Like, we do choose black women. For the most part,
I most definitely do. I like my meat seasoned. I know raw chicken.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I split that white oak. Now,
one of my dozen. That's how it's gonna stay.
I've split that black oak a couple times, but and I mean, it wasn't no issue. But I always knew that. I mean, I'm too conscious of who I am, especially as a black man. And my thinking was, not that I thought it would be impossible for me to marry a white woman, but I just can't see anyone. I can't see just having that connection. Mm-hmm. That it's important to me to have an understanding of what it means to be black in America. And not saying it's impossible. I've met white women that, you know, beyond that, you know, saying had, you know, some type of connection or whatever, or you know, they was cool. But to me, it was just like, that's so important to me, and it'd be hard to think that I would find a white woman that could connect in that way.
And it's like you said, it's not impossible. I was listening to Dr. Umar, and he was basically saying that the only woman that is capable, and I mean, again, it's opinionated, but I felt what he was saying. The only woman that is capable of understanding and loving a black man is another black woman.
Right.
And then I saw, I don't know if it was him or it was another lady I was watching on Instagram, but it's basically saying, how is anyone of another race going to teach your black son how to be black in America?
Right. You know, I mean, they can nourish him. They can do other things, but yeah, it's just tough to think that it can. I mean, it can happen. I'd say it's impossible, but it can happen. But yeah, but definitely to not have those experiences, it's hard for you to truly understand. You know what I mean? So, but not to say that it's not. I'm definitely not one of those, oh, you got to date within your race. No, my thing is, date who makes you happy. You know, Fee makes me happy. She brings me peace. You know what I'm saying? I hope and pray that I do the same to her. But that's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we connect. She's there for me. She, you know, supports me. She comforts me. She gets me right when I need to get right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the sense of, you know, if I'm slipping, she get me on top of my game or whatever. So, I mean, that's important to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
More so than anything. Then, so, yo, if you find somebody and you love them, despite they whatever their race is, whatever their sex is, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever. If y'all in love, man, do that. I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? My only beef is you got people that, you know, you date outside your race off stereotypes. So black women just bitchy, y'all. Black men ain't shit.
And I was on Twitter looking at that discussion. Like, if you gonna do it because you love them, or you know, or you know, or they complete you. But don't do it just to bash the other race. And that's what a lot of black women have an issue with. They don't have an issue with black men dating outside the race. They have an issue with them bashing the black
and
woman.
I hate that.
That's why I'm here.
I hate that. Yeah.
Like, I don't like that either.
Yeah,
that's
don't
not
do
cool.
that. But anyway, speaking of mixed couples and mixed babies, Drake, of all people. he had an interview this week, actually a couple of days ago, on Rap Radar. It was posted first. It was exclusively on Tidal. I think you can find it on YouTube now. Joe, what up, bro? My man Joe Ward in the building. He sat down with Elliot Wilson, aka Yellow Nigga, and B Dot. They had a little two and a half hour.
I think like 2 hours 20 minutes or something.
Exactly. And it was interesting. It was an interesting interview. I mean, Drake is one of the biggest rappers in the world, if not the biggest, as far as Martin Day. I don't think he ever outsold Eminem straight up, but definitely outsold Eminem in this decade, just because of the numbers that came out. But yeah, I don't know, man. I can't front. I like Drake as an artist. I like his music. But yeah, I just the interview, he just came off just petty, bro. He came off petty. He came off insecure. I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, was like, yo, you know what I'm saying, Drake was talking that shit. He was holding it down. I don't know. He really sounded Canadian.
He was out in Toronto drinking espresso.
Right. My man really sounded Canadian. Like, and I don't know, just a couple things that rubbed me the wrong way was, A, of course, we was talking about the Pusha joint. You know what I'm saying? Even though he gave Pusha his props, but he was just like, you know, he had to come up with my mans and, you know, the kid and all this other stuff. But then, like, B-Dot called him out and was just like, but you called his wife out. And instead of him being like, you know what, you right, well, whatever, he still tried to, like, curveball it. It was like, yeah, but
he didn't take no accountability in that. Like,
that's what rubbed me the wrong way.
You cannot open those types of doors and cannot expect the repercussions of what
he
happened.
Thought he was bigger than that. That's what it was.
He didn't think he was gonna get torn off in that like
exactly.
that. Exactly. Listen, when he brought his son out, he brought all kind of stuff out. Listen, we all love Drake because Drake's a very popular artist, and a lot of people love Drake, and there are still Drake fans to this day who would not acknowledge that he got flame broiled by Pusha T. That's basically what it was. That man came out of Burger King like a Whopper because he got flame broiled. And see, the thing is, he probably just wasn't expecting that type of heat. That's pretty much what it boiled down
to. Oh, it's going to be another Meek Mill situation. Probably not even Meek Mill, so I'm going to take this easy. And yeah, Pusha T came with that fight because Pusha T been beefing with Cash Money for like a decade and a half. So he been ready to take that man head off. So when you're right, Joe, he saw. When the opportunity came, like Pusha came. Especially you talk about that man fiance at the time? Now wife?
Come on. Now we gotta take the gloves off. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta go unearth the child and the blackface photo really killed me.
Right.
Oh my goodness
right.
gracious. He put that man back in the wheelchair.
And then also too, he was trying to like shade or push it, with like, you know, he cool, but you know, realizing his life ain't what it is. It's just I can't listen to him no more. And it's like, A, that ain't got nothing to do with his skill. He still can rap. You know, even if everything was 100% a lie, that man still can put bars together.
He
That's
definitely wrapped his ass under the table. So
right. And then second, and somebody made this point on Twitter where it's like, all right, you don't fuck with Pusha because he, you saying his life ain't real, but yet you fuck with Rick Ross. Heavy.
Security guard.
Right.
Former security guard.
Man, was a whole CO out here.
Security guard, probation officer. I'm what you call correction officer, whatnot.
There been whole articles about, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross and just how he's perfected the art of, you know what I'm saying, embellishing an entire life. So you over here fucking with Ross heavy.
But you do it to sell records, though. So, I mean, Ross accomplished his goal. Now, your boy 69, that line almost got his ass put on the prison.
Right. That was a cautionary tale of don't be lying to get your ass locked up. But then also too, I mean, and I don't know if B-Dot and Yellow Nigga or Elliot Wilson forgot to bring it up, or maybe they couldn't bring it up. But then Drake Daddy came out and said Drake and Bella shit. So it's like, how you gonna sit here and act like, oh, I don't fuck with Pusha because this shit fake? Nigga, your shit fake. You sit acting like you lived this fatherless life, and your dad was there the whole time.
The entire time. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then even Pusha T brought that up about his mom and his dad and things like that. You know, Drake, he just doesn't officially want to take that L. That's pretty much all it boiled down to.
And then also, this is another contradiction. Because then the other thing, we mentioned the blackface, he was talking about the whole, he had his line about black excellence. Mm-hmm. And they was just like, what you feel about that? He was like, yeah, I feel like black people don't, you know what I'm saying, accept me as being black, you know, do all this stuff, and no one says this is black excellence. It's just like, it go back to what Pusha T said about his insecurities about his mixed race. So it's like, it tripped me out with the interview, and it was different times. Y'all can watch it and get your own opinion, but it was just different times where it was like he would say something and then something else would come back and kind of contradict it. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, yeah, bro. I think he just been in the game for so long. I mean, not even just in the game. I mean, the man was a teen star already.
It's not like he was. He's not like he was struggling, or he didn't have, you know, like fame or attention up right until blowing up when he came out. He was already on the radar.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, Wayne was the person who made the move to just go ahead and sign him. And he was talking about, I do have respect for him when he speaks on Wayne and the respect that he has for Wayne and Nicki and how he handled that whole, how he was talking about the beef and how he was holding it down while Wayne was gone and things like that. So I definitely respect him for giving the credence to Wayne and things like that. But other than that, and, you know, talking about Kawhi and stuff like that, I mean, that man didn't really start showing up to them games.
Right.
Maybe about 2 years ago. So, yeah, he's this hardcore, you know, rapper. Hardcore, like, you know, Raptors fan.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Drake. Let's be real now. Don't cut it out, sir.
But, yeah, man. But, again, if y'all was interested, you know what I'm saying, y'all can check that out after you check out my podcast and after you check out the Freedom Train Radio podcast, after you check out Chevy podcast. Then you can go over to Rap Radar on Tidal.
Long as interview. I'm talking about, I that think that the only thing that's longer than that is Avengers Endgame. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Especially, I mean, because Joe Budden podcast uses that long, but it's like they change topics. To go to an interview for 2 hours is some crazy shit.
Joe Budden has like probably like the individual's bit of like a jerk, but I love his podcast. Like, his podcast is really good.
Yeah. No, I fuck with it. Even though, actually, I'll speak on that. I wasn't really fucking with the last episode. He was talking about Summer Walker. I guess to do Justice. Well, I guess I don't know if he's a manager or he works with Summer Walker. Mm-hmm. And he was basically trying to tell Joe, like, look, man, she ain't trash. She just developing. But you going around saying she trash is just like being whatever. And Joe was just like going off on it. And I don't know if he was just trying to make good content. Mm-hmm. But the nigga just came out sounding retarded, especially when you think about, like, Joe, you 39, bro. You up here yelling about how whack a 22-year-old singer is. And not just because she's a singer, but her performance. Like, she need to be doing more. Like, the fuck, nigga?
Like, I don't like, and just as a general consensus as far as how they do Summer Walker, I mean, you can't tell nobody how to, what's the word I'm looking for, behave with their mental illness or what she has going on, social anxiety and things like that. Because, yeah, there are things that people have seen videos of her and they're like, oh, how could you do that with social anxiety? And then, you know, even when she got up to take that award, she was trembling. You know what
I mean? Exactly.
She looked to be terrified.
Right.
And I mean, who knows? She probably didn't even think she even got this far in the industry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you're just, it's all happening at once. You know, these are still people. Even Rod Wave getting mad about people making fun of his weight and things like that tells him he ain't finna rap no more, go back to the box. Like, you know, these are still people at the end
of the day. I think a lot of people don't take that into consideration. And it was funny because he was talking about her performances. And the thing I was thinking of was like Erykah Badu. And like Erykah Badu, she didn't do much when she came out, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't twirling around nothing. I mean, she had, you know, the head wrap and, you know, the incense going. She set the mood, but She didn't do much.
I mean, like, but dude didn't really have to do much. I mean, she just gives that aura. And she's just fine.
That's right. So just like, bro. So I was just thinking when he was going through that, I'm like, bro, like as a singer, especially if you got talent, you know what I mean? You got, now if you didn't have talent and you had to like jump around and
you had to make something happen, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Then that makes sense. But dog, she can sing. Like, let her just get a vibe and get it off or whatever. And even if there are, I mean, that was the dude Justice was saying, like, you just got people that's just gonna roll with it. Mm-hmm. So Joe was like, man, no, it's people that's saying it. He's like, yeah, you got people that troll. Yeah. It is what it is.
For every, just for every fan, there's a hater. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And she has a strong enough fan base. I mean, they defend her fiercely on Twitter and every other social media. So I mean, I think she doing all right, man. And who am I to judge what she doing? Because I'm not doing that. Right. So I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, with Joe Budden, does he really even have the presence to even speak on what she could be doing more and all?
I mean,
this stuff?
In the sense of, I mean, he's been on tour. I mean, even especially. I mean, a lot of people think, you know, he got the one-hit wonder, but yes, he got albums and all this other stuff. And right. He had a tour of those albums, so I'm pretty sure he knows about performance and how to create a good performance. But I just think he was just, in that particular moment on that episode, like, he was just coming off, like, too hard, and it just made him look like a, not even like a bully, like a psychopath. And, again, I don't know if he was doing it for content.
Ratings down at that episode or
something. Yeah, but it looked trash, bro. It looked trash on his part. So he got chill. Let me kind of flex for a little bit before we get into the next song. I got a follow today on Twitter.
Well, let's hear it now.
I got a blue check follow. What?
The blue check.
I got a blue check follow. If my man's listening, shouts out to him, Rattler Nation. But yeah, my man Roy Wood Jr.
Wow.
Followed me today. Matter of fact, let me show Jeremiah so he know I ain't tripping.
I'm going to go ahead and confirm it for y'all.
It'd be funny if you like follow me and then unfollow me.
They good for that on Twitter just to get that follow back.
Just to be like, ah.
And then Twitter updated to where you can't see who following. You have to like go through your list of followers now. It's so ghetto.
I got it somewhere. Y'all hold tight. But yeah, I was surprised because he had posted something, and I commented on it. He said something. It was something about Winn-Dixie in Tallahassee. He had posted a story. Oh, because we some simps. Y'all think we got hoes? We don't. Or had hoes, rather, in my situation.
Don't.
A long, long time ago. I'm locked down now. But he was talking about, like, he played the simp. And I ain't gonna front. I done been in this situation before. He was saying how he picked the chick up. He had a crush on her. They was in a group together, a class group. So he got sharp. He like, yo, I'm gonna get this game. I'm impressed or whatever. Got the car, picked up. She was like, yo, I need to go to Winn-Dixie. So they took her to Winn-Dixie. She went, got some groceries. She was like, yo, drop me off to my homegirl crib. So he's like, all right. So he's like, he's still trying to get in the mood, whatever. You know what I mean? She gets out. He said he knows a dude that was like standing outside or whatever, right? He paid no mind. He's like, I don't know why this dude's sitting here, but whatever. So he play it off. He go back home. He like, dang, I guess, you know, it is what it is. So she hit him back up a couple hours later, like, yo, can you scoop me? Oh, heck yeah. So he went, got in, you know what I'm saying? Got his best threads or whatever. Got in the car, scooped up. Yeah, I think when he pulled up, he realized what the bullshit was. Cause he's like, she was coming in, and she got in the car, and the dude came out, and dude was only in boxers. He had the little post drip spot on his boxers.
Not the post.
The post. The post cum drip. And that's when he realized what it was.
The original drip for sale.
Okay. Yeah, and so so he just, you know, he was like, it was just nothing. Silence except for the Drew Hill he had playing on his car because he was trying to set the mood. And yeah, so anyway, I said something about, you know what I'm saying, the Winn-Dixie, because I remember I figured he was talking about the Winn-Dixie on the south side. Because I was like, yeah, that Winn-Dixie shut down now, even though that he was talking about the old Winn-Dixie that was on Monroe Street that got moved up to Paul Russell and then that one got shut down. But the one, the Winn-Dixie he was talking about is where Save-A-Lot is at now.
Ah.
So, but yeah, man. Boom.
Yo, He telling the truth now. Roy Jones Jr. X.
Yeah.
Blue check mark. It's
YouTube
official.
See it. Oh, YouTube can't see
the
it.
The reflection. But
I forgot. Oh snap! I thought the camera was right here. Yeah. Sorry, YouTube. Ah, I don't want to brag too much. But yeah, man. Shout out to Roy Wood Jr. You know what I mean? J School in the building. You know what I mean? Fam, you. Y'all know what we do. Get my little brag on. What else we got? Oh, before we get up out of here. Get to this next track. Matter of fact, this is gonna reason why I'm playing the next track. Last show of the year. I announced it on the radio show last week. My man, The Beast, was having a show tomorrow. So live, if you listen to the live joint tomorrow, podcast, it's too late. You missed out. But he's having a show at VHS Studios out there in Centerville Road. Everybody and their mama is performing, except for me. Nigga, I could at least did three songs, bro. But everybody. Then King Red, my man Black Iron.
Shout out to King Red, that's my dog.
He coming up, he gonna be performing. Man, just a whole bunch of people. I can't even name how many people, cause it's just pretty much any and everybody that you know in Tallahassee gonna be there. I think maybe one will. I don't know. But yeah. So if you're interested, not getting interested because it's on the radio. Yo, y'all go out and support my mans. I think the entry is going to be like $5. And or you can bring a canned good, or you can bring like, even though it's after Christmas, but I think you can even bring like a present. And if you bring the present, then you can, that can be your entry. But other than that, I'm trying to find this joint so I can tell y'all who all gonna be there, cause it's gonna be a lot. And instead of typing The Beast, I type The Breast. Again, the last part of the year, all tour donations. Okay, well, it's too late for that. That was Thursday, so you gotta pay $5, nigga. But yeah, you got Papa Zan, who is Black Iron, Miss Hefe, Rico the Champ, man, Vega, who's on the show, Love Soul, Mia, Crucial, Charlie Sky, First Class, Cream Man, who I think played one of his tracks on this joint, Dele E-Class, not like my old name, Biggs De Niro, New Hustle Entertainment, Condini 07, I don't know what it is, Delore, Dragon X, play his stuff on here. DLB, I got you on the show, bro. Lady G, Deep Pockets, Black Hustle Entertainment, Taylor Marie, and more. So yeah, man. $5 at the door, or if you got a toy. And that's tomorrow. That's Saturday, December 28th. So interested, man. Y'all going to check that out. Support your boy. Trying to go out with a bang. It wasn't me. Roy Wood said it was the post jump spot. I was just telling the joke. Y'all go follow Roy Wood. Tell him I sent you, like literally, so he'll know about the podcast. What else we got? Yeah, that's about it. So we're gonna get into the next song again. Support my man, The Beast. We're gonna play this "Hurt Nobody," and we're gonna come back and interview my man Jeremiah Boy. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
She don't wanna hurt nobody. I don't wanna hurt nobody. If I see her talking to somebody, I'ma have to catch me a body.
I can't have a good time.
Yeah, turn it up.
No need to stop the party. She say it's getting late.
What time is it?
I said hardly. She said, is it a problem?
I don't wanna tell you.
I said probably. She just walked away.
Bye bye.
Well, I said you know where you can find me.
Right here.
I've been grinding inside and outside the state. Woo. They gon' see I changed when I come back from LA. King Dot, I'm humble. Unless it's a Royal Rumble. Woo. These walls might crumble, but I never ever fumble. Word to Bright Gumbo.
Okay, wait, no time to procrastinate.
Stone Cold with Tony the Tiger to motivate. Hell yeah, I'ma be great. Right. Blow the tray, John I Trey, keep an O. Blow a plate, when I win, watch him hate. This disaster cake, let's celebrate. Up before 8,
that's a waking bait.
Roach blunt, let it marinate. Jeez. All this smoke, I lost my face. Lost his face, close your eyes, amazing grace. Become real and leave the fake. I
prefer the buzz, but enjoy the shake. I love the fuck, but enjoy the fake.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. No one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down, not just anybody. I need you now. Pick me up. When I'm on the ground, ain't gonna hurt nobody. And no one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down. Not just anybody. I need you now. To pick me up. When I'm on the ground.
She got me going crazy over that good burger. I need her like Kel need that orange soda. When she not with me, I be feeling sad. Okay. When we arguing,
why?
I be feeling bad.
Okay. I just don't know. But what I do know,
she's a freak.
Oh. So what?
Yeah.
We fuck, tossing one blunt.
She.
I smoke
in.
She suck.
You know it.
This stick.
These nuts.
Pass out,
then,
wake up,
then,
just to do it all over again. She my heart, when we part,
but
I feel like I'm
ain't gonna hurt nobody. No one's round.
I
just need
somebody.
When I'm down,
not
just anybody.
I
need you now. Pick me up. When
I'm on the ground,
ain't gonna hurt nobody. And no one's round. I just need
somebody.
When I'm down,
not
just anybody.
I need you now.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground,
I can't win. If I ain't got you, I be feeling like I'm no one to play. No, I can't win now. I can't get in, cause I'm too busy worrying about the game.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. No one's round.
I
just need somebody.
When I'm down,
not just anybody.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. And no one's round. I just need
somebody.
When I'm down,
not
just anybody. I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
Yep, and we back. Boy, Nick with September. What you just heard was the Beast Hurt Nobody. And yeah, so I'm here with the guest of the hour, the hostess with the most. Does that make sense? I don't know. Just the hour. My man Jeremiah Bowie.
What's happening?
What's going on, bro?
AKA the main com on Facebook.
Right. Local. Now that's what I wanted to ask. Let me, can I say, oh yeah, I can say, oh.
Yeah, go ahead, God, brother. You make yourself comfortable.
Let me get this pillow. I got my belly on there. Yeah, yo, that's, I just realized that's what females do. Oh, snap. Yo, y'all get the pillow to hold, you hide your belly.
There you go.
Wow. Yo, y'all sick. Y'all women sick. Now I'm feminine because I'm hiding my belly. Let me stop. I'm fat. It is what it is at this point. Anyway, that's one main question I had, bro. So are you going, I know you told me you're going to develop a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do it as yourself per se, or would it be like a Remain Calm or some type of name?
It's probably gonna be like with Remain Calm, since that has like garnered, that's where the following really is,
right?
You know, so I'm probably just gonna use that or whatever that means. And a lot of people are like, oh, why you say Remain Calm? But really, Remain Calm is not just like a term, it's actually like a lifestyle. It's, you know, responding and not reacting to situations and using emotional intelligence to navigate, you know, everyday problems and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. But I'm going to use that as because, you know, Remain Calm is my self-proclaimed Facebook comedian name or whatnot.
Okay.
So that's where the following came from.
So basically, moving forward, mm-hmm. I can say, not saying I had Jeremiah, mm-hmm. on my podcast, but had remained calm
right.
on my podcast.
Then they're going to be like, man, who the hell is that? And then they're going to type it in and look it up. They're like, okay, this is a cat, kind of funny, you know?
So what made you come up with the persona? What made you say, yo, let me do this and just kind of be this guy who stirred a pot? Like, matter of fact, okay, let me go back. Let me rephrase that. So from my eyesight, we follow each other on Facebook, mm-hmm. which a lot of people say don't follow your coworkers on Facebook, but it's worked for us.
Most definitely. Yeah.
But
you follow my Snapchat, it's completely just Snapchat where all the ratchet stuff happens.
Let me see. Let me go find out. I don't have a Snapchat fee. Hey, I need to stop playing because I think that's the only app I didn't announce my engagement. So I need to go ahead and do that before I get in trouble. Because I'm creeping on Snapchat for real.
You got to cover all bases.
Exactly. But no, so I was on Facebook or whatever, and I noticed you had the Stir the Pot series. Uh-huh. What prompted that?
It started as a joke. So I would just ask questions, and I'd be like, you know, why girls in Tallahassee like these homeless niggas or something like that.
Right.
And so you get on there and a whole bunch. Or I'd be like, why niggas want to go to the club so much and not chill with their girl? And then one girl just got in there and was like, because these niggas is gay. And I was just like, whoa. And then people started commenting their perspectives. And I was just kind of like, you know, this is kind of hot right now. So I want to stack strike while the iron's hot. Now, I will say, I actually did not come up with the name of Stirring the Pot. So the origin story of that name is, shout out to Devin Brown. That's been my best friend since like eighth grade, middle school, big time. Like, that guy is one of the most solid people Devin in my life.
He gonna come after your ass when you get rich.
Hey, man, I gotta take it with me. If I ever get rich and blow up in the entourage, he definitely gonna be in it, man. So he was like, you know, he's my best friend, but he's also one of the most pettiest people I know. And so he gets on there, and he's like, stir the pots, you know. So keep putting this controversial stuff out here.
Right.
So the pot just keeps stirring and boiling, and then it caught on. And I was like, man, like this is a great name.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? And that's how I kept going. And then it became more so of a thing where I would do it at a certain time every day from about 2 to 3.
Yeah.
No, that's when peak hours were over where we work at. So then, you know, and then it was just, you know, it would start off slow, and then as events would happen, I would start having more topics, and then a lot of more people would chime in. Like that child support post, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's on top.
That was a deep post. The child support post, and then a lot of people give different perspectives, and I would learn so much. Like, I learned so much about homeschooling from Stirring the Pot.
Right.
How you learn about people, how they feel about vaccinations. You learn how people and they feel about dating. You know what I mean? So, and I was like, man, you know, a lot of people are like, you start a podcast. And, you know, me, how I am, you know, I just need that I need a little like push, you know. And you know, my biggest supporters, you know, is my parents, you know. Shout out Pierre Tarosa Bowie. Biggest supporter is my parents, and they were just like, well, you know, if you got something here, man, you need to go ahead and keep going and keep doing it. And our dad would give me some encouragement, he'll give me some ideas and things like that. So, you know, that's how that started. And then I ended up, I don't remember, I stopped doing it. Cause I had it was becoming too much for me to handle by myself, right. And then I would start getting and then I would get like, you know, someone to help me moderate. Shout out to Simone Talks. If y'all have a podcast on Anchor, I think you find her on Apple Music as well. Her name's Simone Talks. Great person. She's the one who brought me on her podcast. I really enjoy her podcast. Just go shout out or whatnot.
Right.
So, and then, you know, she got on there and she helped a lot, and she would ask a lot of questions, and so that's kind of how that came about. And so now I'm coming back with it, and I'll just ask a question like the other day that Lizzo post, when I said, you know, is Lizzo really doing too much, or y'all just some haters? At that point in time, Lizzo had just, you know, shown her bare ass at the Lakers game.
And I was like,
listen, you know, man, let her live, you know what I'm saying? You know, celebrities be naked out here every day, B, and then, you know, she broke the table, I think, at Wendy's or something like that, and I was just like, yeah, I am.
As you know, you know what? I don't think that was her.
No, it was somebody else. Yeah, basically,
but people like basically tried to make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before,
you know, people thought it was us. So that's
before she
enough.
Started doing too much, Lizzo. I just felt like people were upset about Lizzo. Like one person said, they had a great comment. They said a lot of people aren't used to seeing a bigger woman unapologetically herself, and you know, comfortable with herself.
Right.
And to a certain degree, I think that's true. And you know, because Rihanna walk around with her nipples out all the time. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining, Riri. Don't get me wrong.
No, sorry, Fee. No. Yeah, no.
I'm not complaining.
The funny thing about it, I like thicker Rihanna than model Rihanna.
I do too. And that's, and if you women don't take nothing else away from this, the stigma that men like toothpicks. I'm 167 pounds. I don't want to be with nobody as skinny as me.
I don't know what y'all
talking
about.
We're going to be in the bed like a matchbox rubbing together, starting fire. No, I need some thickness. You know what I'm saying? But that's basically getting back on topic, because it's how that started.
Right.
And so now moving into the podcast, what I'm going to do is definitely have some topics. I really want to touch on that Dwayne Wade, the whole situation.
Oh, yeah,
with his daughter or whatnot. No. Well, yeah, that's what he's referring to him as, is, you know, his daughter.
He said daughter?
I know, I read
he used the
pronouns or her and things like that. So we'll say daughter and things like that. So I definitely want to touch on that, because there seems to be a lot of mixed reviews, predominantly in the black community, as far as, you know, how he's handling that situation. Me personally, I think maybe he should have waited until the child got just a little bit older.
I don't know. I mean, I saw the picture. I didn't even notice at first. I mean, buddy was just posing. I was just like, all right. I ain't really noticed how, I guess, feminine, if you will, the pose was. And I didn't even know he had nails. I wasn't looking at all.
I wasn't looking. Exactly. I wasn't looking. I seen Lewis look to be a happy family.
Right.
You know, even from, you know, growing up, having friends who, you know, were terrified to come out to their parents based on the reaction that they have. So for him to have that relationship with his son, that they have a safe place to say, hey, this is what's going on, this is how I feel, you know, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. No matter how you may feel about it, that's beautiful. Because there are some people who can't even talk to their parents and have been completely disowned for their parents. And not even just for we'll say, even being gay, for maybe not choosing the career their parents wouldn't choose, or, you know, being a stripper or something like that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with naked hustling now. I'm saying, but, you know, things like that. So I think that, you know, in that sense of the bigger picture, what he's doing is great and phenomenal.
Right.
Now, you know, of course, everybody has their, you know, feelings about the methods or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, ain't much you can do. I mean, the way I looked at it is like, yo, he's there. So it's not like, it'd be one thing if it's like he was forcing it on his son. Mm-hmm. If he was like, yo, like, who is it? It was somebody.
I mean, he ain't like, you know, Magic Johnson son levels. Nah.
Well, he gonna be eventually. I can tell you that right now. He gonna be, he gonna be Irvin the third levels. The way he looking already. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We just
I mean, for me, that's a little extreme. But
he gonna be on that route. But I think the thing about it is, it's not like he's forcing it on his son, or he telling his son to wear a dress or nothing. His son chose to do that, and he's allowing him to express himself. Hey, man, it is what it is. Kind of go back what I said about the T.I. thing, where it's like, granted, if McKenzie started walking here 11 years old in boy clothes, I'd be like, what you doing? But if that's what she's doing, at the end of the day, I'm going to love my daughter regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean? She could be an axe murderer. That's still my daughter. I'm going to love her. So,
my high bars, but
Rihanna ain't got nothing on you, baby. She too rich for me. She's too rich for me, Felicia. I can't deal with that.
You're like Nick Saban answering the phone in the middle of the press conference for his wife telling him to pick up some milk. That's what you're
right. But man. I mean, you love your kids. They are who they are, and you know the core. Especially as a parent, you know the core of your children.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know who they are, because a lot of that come from you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure Dwayne Wade knows his son's heart, and the other stuff is just the extras, man.
You got grown men worried about what this 12-year-old boy's wearing. Like, come on, man.
He ain't gonna fit. And that's another thing too. He ain't fitting you.
It's not. That's, you know what I mean? That's ultimately the approach I take to any situation like that. But, you know, I want to definitely talk about that subject and a few other things that's going on. But stirring the pot is more so just for, you know, it started off as humorous, but then it started just, you know, being more so of getting different perspective from people's point of view.
Right.
And sometimes it starts some arguments in the comments because people get a tad bit disrespectful. That's the risk you take when you play the game.
Right.
And especially when you get on social media, you know, like kind of like, you know, there's no holds barred on social media, man. So, but definitely I want to get different perspectives on that. I want to bring people on, and I want to make it where they can get on and I'll talk to them about a topic. They'll say their piece. And I also will make it where we can bring them back on and someone else may hear the episode and they be like, well, you know what? I want to come in and, you know, refute that, or I want to come in and, you know, challenge that or whatnot. Try to make it as interactive as possible. You know, I'm not to, you know, critical levels like you are with the podcast.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's just because I've been doing this for over 10 years, bro. That's all.
10 years. I've been in high school almost 10 years.
Right.
You got the salt and pepper working on your beard and everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I can't even grow.
I'm pretty sure my facial hair is older than you. I think we talked about this before.
I'm 27.
Go ahead. You born 93?
92. I just turned 27.
92? Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Like, I started growing this goatee in sixth grade. That was 92. 92, well, 93.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. So the hair on my face is this old.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that one.
Just keep waking up. Just keep waking up. They'll come back around. You go, like, you was what? You was doing what in 2019? I was in middle school, bro.
That's how I think.
Why
that's
are
how,
you working with me now?
I think that's how LeBron looks like a lot of these kids in the NBA. Like, these kids, like, LeBron's been in the NBA since 2003.
Right.
Most of these kids were, some of them weren't even born, or some of them were in middle school watching him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably in kindergarten.
Right.
Well, let me see. Yeah, you got, what's that, 17 years?
Yeah, 2003 to now is like 16 years.
So yeah, if you 22, you were 6 when he started. So right. Yeah, you was in kindergarten. Yeah, man, it is what it is. But hey, keep waking up, get better, and honestly, that's what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? My words of encouragement would be is just stick with it. The key is consistency. Mm-hmm. One thing I regret about my journey in podcasting is stopping. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause I did it from 2008 to like 2013, and then I stopped. From like 2013 until 2018, cause I had the radio. Mm-hmm. I was on V89, so it was like I ain't really need it. And then the site I was going through, it was they had started charging, and I was like, this ain't nothing to be paying,
right?
Like $40 a month. And so, so I stopped. But when I think back on it, had I kept it up, had I like tried to find some other way to kind of continue the podcast, ain't no telling what would have been. You know what I mean? Because it really wasn't popping. Especially, hell, the word podcast wasn't even a thing when I started.
That's
it was internet radio.
That really kind of just happened. Right. Within the last, I'm going to say maybe 5 years, maybe.
Right. And so it wasn't till, so just to think, if I would have kept on that wave when it popped off, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I could have
been like a pioneer of it or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I'm coming back, and I am coming back with more experience than most people because I did it so early, mm-hmm. but I'm also catching up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my thing is just stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? Just remain, if you're going to do it, stay with it. It's going to be some days, especially, honestly, I don't think you have to deal with this. Because like I told you before, what you do on Facebook is what I need to be doing, mm-hmm. as far as like getting people involved away from the podcast, mm-hmm. And having them giving them reason to be involved. Like you give people a reason to be involved in what you're saying, mm-hmm. because of the topics that you pick or whatever. But what was I about to say? As far as so you do that part. So I think you may have days where it looks poor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some days where you probably start off and you got like 30 people, 40 people, mm-hmm. 50 people like all on it. Mm-hmm. And then 3 months later, 5.
Tumbleweed.
10. No. I mean, it was times, bro, when I was doing a podcast and then when I did the original podcast, I had a chat room like I got on the YouTube joint, mm-hmm. And yeah, it'd be like one person in there, or maybe none. I was mm-hmm. like, I was used to, and when I first started, matter of fact, when I first started, I had like about 22, 23 people mm-hmm. consistently coming through, and then they stopped, and it got to a point where for a good 3-4 months, nobody. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was just talking to myself. And it was like I was doing it when nobody that was saying, hey, I listened to the podcast last night. It was like, mm-hmm. I listened to your show last night. Nah, it was like I was literally talking to myself for a good 3-4 months. And then Twitter happened. And then that's when, you know, people started recognizing what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just stay consistent, bro. That's going to be the main thing. Stay consistent even when it looks crazy. Okay. What are we going to do? We're going to get into these next tracks. And then we're going to give y'all a lowdown how y'all can get in contact with my man, and also too how y'all can be there for the debut of his podcast. So right now I got my man Trim Soul with Love For This, and then King Red with Brick Filet. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Gotta grind for your shine, brother. I've been hardcore from the core, like I hit the plank. Overboard, never bored, I just overthink. On the throne till I'm overthrown, to redominate. No H like DK, I'ma add an A. Can't hang, I can sense that they feel with hate. Putting love on show like a limitate. But fake it all, do it for the cake. Life ain't sweet, let's just talk with the cream. An ongoing theme, this is regular routine. On to vision, television, through the telephone screen. Not to mention the division as we slowly integrate. Meet, meet, machine, more greed, less faith. Need more praise, palm clasp, I pray. More peace, more love, more tracks, more safe. A way to communicate so we all have the means to put the heart out and get it back one day like chill. They gon' love me for this one. Gotta show love, that's a mission. But they only love in the Benjamins. Bankroll, payroll, get the fist full, bang. They gon' love me for this one. Gotta show love, that's a mission. Gotta make it stump like a Bigfoot and let the heart flame. Popping off like a 2-liter planet, I've been computing. The soldiers I've been recruiting, the honored up and saluted. Booted to take march, the route won't take long. We only lifted with strong, can't take shots with diluted. In the league, no shooting, past stacks protruding. Gather and distribute it, I'm in the league undisputed. Matter of fact, I'm choosing, looking out for a beauty. But won't holler if La Mama with the drama with our booty. Once I get that fully coolie, I'ma make it same. Trim Soul, recognize the name. The far from typical space ghost, probably going live like revival, peddling a life cycle. And I know that we need more praise, palm clasp, I pray. My mom get well and make it back home. Say, I say I'm all smiles, man, I'm stacking my cheese just to multiply up and give it back one day like chill. They gon' love me for this one. Gotta show love, that's a mission. But they only love in the Benjamins. Bankroll, payroll, get your fist full, bang. They gon' love me for this one. Gotta show love, that's a mission. Gotta make it stump like a Bigfoot. On the rise, light it up, get the mist up, bang. I got love for this, but no, I'm not in love with this thing, man. You can probably break a dollar, but not all you buy can make change. Hey, got love for this, but no, I'm not in love with this thing. Hey, but if you love, then it gotta grind for your shine, but to get paid.
Hey, Danny, you killed this shit, boy.
Oh, Taj.
Trust nobody, it's the J. Boy, they knocking, I got all this product, I'm a hood nigga. But my bitch, she usk, she like Prada. I like guala, like my, I like dollars. That shout out to Quincy, bitch, I'm on. More like Quincy Jones. Handling it, business, left the stool. Went back to the crib, got back in that kitchen. If you was not built for this, then don't try to live for this. This right here, a couple thou, dawg. They'll kill for this. Blood diamonds on my fucking watch and on my necklace. This a special recipe, cooking up your specialty. And I like my bitches dick, dawg. Look like Baby D. This shit here was made for me. Shout out who had prayed for me. Shout out who had stayed for me. I ain't tripping if you leave. It's a freak show. Fucking on your horn, snatching weed. It's a freak show. When I have to go and serve the fiends. This Brick Filet, walking the Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? This here Brick Filet, this Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Walking the Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, this here Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, what's good? Walking the Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, this here Brick Filet. This Brick Filet. Hey, how you doing, sir? Walking the Brick Filet. This Brick Filet, this here Brick Filet. This Brick Filet.
Yo, 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 we back. We are back. Nick, myself, our. And that was my man King Red with Brick Filet, one of the dopest songs come out this year. Should have gave y'all in the year joint, but screw it. Y'all know what it is. Yo, JC talking about lies. Bro, I ain't never. Look, I say this. All right, we had an off the mic conversation about going to Top Flight. And I mentioned that I've never pulled anything out of Top Flight. And I haven't. Even if I did, it was something I had already worked on. I'm just saying. I've never went to Top Flight, met a chick, be like, yo, let me get you a blue motherfucker. And what's going on? You know what I'm saying? What you about to do? I'm trying to get with you. I ain't never do that. If it was, it was like, yo, remember we had the conversation? You showed me a picture of your titties in the DM? I want to see them for real now. I want to see them in 3D. Drake, what's good? I was already working. The game was already done. I just, you know, it was just convenient. But hey, after that, outside of that, I ain't never pulled nothing out of Top Flight. Anyway, it's supposed to be my engagement episode. I'm talking ratchet. got to be more careful. All right, so how can we find your podcast when you finally get it? Matter of fact, what's the date? When's the start date?
Tentative date is January
7th.
That's the tentative date. I'm
going to
try to.
Y'all can hear me now. Okay. Is this thing on? Tentative date is going to be January 7th. That's going to be the tentative date that I want to drop the first episode. And what I'm going to be doing, I said I was going to start after the holidays, and I really need to predominantly this weekend. I'm going to start getting everybody together, and I need you to, everybody who is going to be on the podcast, anybody who wants to listen to it, of course, you need to download the Anchor app. It's free of charge.
Okay.
And then you'll go and you'll scroll and you'll just type in Stirring the Pot, the podcast, and then you'll see my picture over a literal pot stirring.
And then that looking way like a wicked witch.
Yeah, pretty much. That way you can listen, and if you're going to be on, then I could bring you on. You could do it from your phone. You don't have to show up anywhere. It's real convenient for people, you know, since Word. Right now for people just starting off. I've been on it a few times. Just make sure you have a decent, you know, connection or whatnot. But that's how I'm going to be doing it. That's how you can listen to it. And then I'm going to probably find some ways to make sure I can get it. I'm always going to put the link on my Facebook when I drop it.
Word.
So that's how you can get the podcast. And then if you want to just reach me or follow me in my Facebook shenanigans, then that's on. Of course, type in Remain Calm. You'll see a picture of Black Hooded Spider-Man. Twitter is Sideshow Bowie. So that's basically Sideshow _ Bowie, playoff of Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons.
Right.
And then Instagram is Houseway92. I don't really use Instagram like that. If I do, I just post my artwork on there. That's about it. And then the last one is Snapchat. It's J_Shine92. Now listen.
Let me find that. Yeah, let me listen.
If you're going to follow Snapchat, the best time to follow it is on the weekends, because that's really when I'm on it.
Yeah, we can't get Snapchat in.
Yeah, that's the only time I really use it, when I'm on it, you know, when I might be hanging out with the crew or, you know, subsequently.
You said J what?
J_Shine92.
That's just regular Shine?
Yeah. You'll see some goofy picture of my bit emoji on there.
I don't see nothing. J Shine. I'm doing that right. Try to do the _. Yeah, I gotta go on Snapchat and post his ring so they'll know. I don't know. I try to save Snapchat because I'm just like, I ain't want to just be like posting. Like, yay, look, I'm engaged. Like, all that obnoxious. But let me go ahead and do that.
Yeah, during the week, I don't really post anything, but maybe like a meme I might have made on Twitter or a picture I was working on or something like that. Well, that'll be about it.
Bad up. So you said January 7th, and this is gonna be like a weekly thing, bi-weekly.
I'm looking to do it weekly, and I want to pre-record a few episodes so I can stay consistent with it.
So
that nobody else. So that nobody else, fam. But I want to say I want to pre-record a few episodes so I can stay consistent with it. And I want to drop in each episode weekly, and then when I do run out of episodes, then I can just have some. I can start doing another casting call like I did on Facebook. So I got a lot of big guests on there. And another thing I want to do is I want to bring people on there. They can discuss the topic, or they can just, you know, talk about themselves. And I can ask them about themselves, and ask them, you know, some
you know, some of those risky questions or whatnot. But the biggest thing that I want to come out of it is to get the small businesses, the people who may be trying to get music projects off the ground and things like that, they'll have a chance to have a platform to, you know, talk about what they're doing and find a way to reach them. That's ultimately the biggest goal that I want to accomplish out of that.
Right.
So I do definitely, I target a lot of business owners, and then I just target some people. I have one about coming up that's going to be, is it really hard to stay? Is it truly hard to stay married? Getting married, everybody loves to do, but staying married, that's what the heart is.
Yeah. No, it's hard work. Like, I already know that. I mean, I've had people tell me time and time again, but yeah, it's work. I think that's what a lot of people get twisted, is that they think it's supposed to be a hallmark. You're supposed to be the happiest when you're married.
Right.
When people be like, oh, I know people that's married and they're not happy. It's like, because it's life, nigga. You ain't going to be happy all the time.
Yeah, I mean, this Hallmark is a great example, because they show them right off to the sunset, the happiness in the wedding, but they don't show the arguments over the toilet paper flipped over the wrong way. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Like, dog.
That stuff, all
the lies.
Not taking out the toothpaste stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, they don't show that type of stuff. So, agreed. And I have a, my brother, shout out to John and Rihanna Glenn, newlyweds in the game, and they're going to get on there and talk about their the first few years of marriage and the trials and tribulations and things like that, you know. But they didn't. I remember when they got together, and I remember them getting married. I was the best man in the wedding. That was like my third wedding. I've been an attendant, and you know, like I attended a wedding, and then I was like a groomsman, and then that last one I was the best man. So there's only one other position for that.
Can't get rid of
the usher.
You gotta get rid of these hoes, bro.
Well, I just know hoes to get rid of.
Get rid of them, dog.
There's nothing to get rid of.
It's the perception. The perception of evil.
Well, yeah, when you funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, when people find you to be funny, then of course the people gonna automatically think.
Avoid the perception of evil. And the Bible say, when a man finds his wife, he finds a good thing. So you got two of them things you gotta do. You gotta get rid of that perception of evil.
Anybody who know the real me know that I'm just some goofy kid that thinks he's that calls himself Spider-Man on Facebook. Ain't no,
except
ain't no
when he grilling. But anyway, see, lies. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this thing up, man. I appreciate you following through.
Oh, no problem, man.
You know what I mean? Good.
I really enjoyed this. And that's how you know that I actually like him outside of work.
Yay. Hey.
Because most of the time, you know, everybody know you got the coworkers that you do not want to see right. When this top clock strikes five.
Man. I pretty much. Well, some. Ain't finna stir no pot. Anyway, this is Enigma myself. I will not stir the pot. But no, man. Other than that, yo. I just see y'all in the new year, man. Shouts out to everybody that's been supporting. Shouts out to all the guests that came through this year. This year has been wonderful. Just the game has stepped up. Shouts out to my baby Felicia. I mean, we got new mics. We got the interface. Now I got the GoPro. You know what I'm saying? Got the new webcams. The, you know what I'm saying, YouTube game that came up a little bit. The recording. Shouts out to Pat for holding it down, even through, you know, things he was dealing with. Shout out to my man Jojo Ward. Shout out to Shelby for joining the camp. What else, man? Again, all the artists, all the people I've had on the podcast throughout this year, all the people that supported, the retweets, the reposts, sending the songs, just all that, man. I am appreciative. I am thankful. And let's just keep this thing moving for the 2020. With the clear vision, and just keep growing. I'm just gonna try to remain consistent and continue to give y'all content. It will be some changes. I probably won't have as guests as many as often as I did this year. So you can expect that. But other than that, try to give y'all more content. Step up the Nick Myself Hour and next. That's where, again, I got the GoPro, so we can do that. So just 2020, man, gonna be a dope year, I believe. And I'm ready to do this. Plus, I'm ready to lose some weight, so I ain't breaking on the track. You gonna eat that cornbread? You gonna eat that cornbread? That's how I feel over the mic. I feel like, buddy, you gonna eat that cornbread?
Listen, man, nothing wrong with being big. Every big dude I know is saying, listen, as long as you keep a clean cut, you dress well, and you smell nice,
That woman ain't gonna be worried about you being big.
I got a woman now. So I don't gotta worry about that.
Well, you still gotta keep yourself up now. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Don't have to keep myself up for her. For this wedding. I gotta get sexy for the wedding. I gotta make all the exes jealous. Like, oh, that's what he looked like in the tux?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's right. And guess what? You thought that's what you was gonna see.
Yeah, you thought wrong. Wow. Anyway, let me get off this mic. We'll be all night. Hey, I love y'all, man. Hold it down. See y'all in 2020. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.